wait for Him. Our perspective changes when we learn to wait for God. Waiting for Him and His perfect timing in our lives is critical to daily living. Left to ourselves, we lag behind or rush ahead of God and His plan for us. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. Isaiah 64:4. Only God. Truly, since the beginning, there has been no one who has heard nor seen a God besides our Jehovah God of Abraham. He alone is the true and living God. He only is the creator and life-giver and sustainer of His children. Without Him, there is nothing and no life at all. No maintaining of life is possible without the God of the universes. Man has tried to invent gods of stone and wood and images from their hands. In more recent times, we don't carve our gods as much as we do worship the gods of entertainment. Today, we have put TV, computers, and smartphones in the place of carved images. Likewise, we have devoted most of our free time to these gods of pleasure made from our own invention. What we worship. Spending time and effort on an accumulation of wealth and prestige also takes the majority of many lives. Accumulating investments, stocks, bonds, a good portfolio, a stable retirement plan, money in the bank, jewelry, expensive clothing, a better car, an upgraded house, accounts for the spending of our lives. While clothing and food are necessary, the excess of material things becomes a snare. They can become gods. What takes your time? In fact, anything that takes most of our time, thought, and attention and comes before our Heavenly Father God has become a false god in our lives. It is a sobering thought and one that demands our correction. Putting God first. Putting God first means that we will be thinking of Him, seeking Him and His will in all things, and giving Him our attention above all else. We will be praying and asking Him for His will to be done in our lives, and then we will wait for Him and His answer. Rushing ahead before prayer to do what we feel is best is never wise. Praying and quietly waiting for God's answer is wisdom. God is the only one with all the wisdom anyway. Who better to ask and from whom to seek counsel but God? Often we are impatient. We want instant coffee, instant oatmeal, and texts answered immediately. Ours is not a society bent on waiting. Yet when we wait on God, we know we will have the best of all possible solutions. The God of creation knows the end from the beginning and the purpose of each life. Waiting gives us time to continue to pray, seek His will, read the Bible, draw closer to God Himself, and develop patience. Trusting Him. Waiting for God means that we trust Him with our lives. It means that we await His perfect timing for each chapter and event in our lives to unfold. Often He keeps us from that which will harm us. Only He sees ahead to the full scenario that could unfold were we to follow that particular path on our own. The best. He knows best. Wait for Him. It will always be best for us to follow Him. He will act on our behalf when we wait for His will. He is the only God there is and worthy of our worship and our lives.